Welcome back to another edition of Spotlight on Your Business. Today we turn the spotlight to the eastern side of town here in Grinnell. And we're talking about Sealand Park St. Francis Manor. Dion Schreck, who is the Executive Administrator Manager, joins us. How you doing today, Dion?
Hi there.
Let's talk about, well, first of all, the big thing going on right now, construction of the Hammond Center for assisted living. Let's talk a little bit about this. What is the Hammond Center, and why did you decide to do this?
On the Hammond Center, it's assisted living. It's 20 units. It'll be located in an empty lot that we have just south of the 10-plex area and also east of the administrative office. And it's for people that are a point in their life where, you know, they're okay in their apartment with our home health care, but maybe they get to a point in their life where they can't go to the bathroom by themselves. And also maybe because their confusion level, we get concerned about them going outside in the cold. And so this is a, you know, personal care, and there'll always be a staff member on there 24 hours a day to help people if they need it.
So it's not constant, like, nursing care, but it's just help, right?
Right, yeah. Right, yep.
You know, and that's the hardest thing, I think, in dealing with this is there are so many different levels of care that are required by law. Now, there are certain, you have to have certain areas for certain different things, whether it be memory care or assisted living or nursing care. And so it's really kind of confusing for people who are having to deal with it for the very first time.
Right. And the thing that we want to do is to provide as independent an environment as possible with supportive services as they need it. And what's nice about the assisted living is if people, you know, they get to the point where they can't handle that anymore, then they can go to our next level, to the healthcare center.
And that's the whole thing with the St. Francis Manor in Sealand Park, is it is a progressive. You can, once you're there, you can work your way through the rest of your life.
Right. And we've had several of the people in the apartments have lived there for 14 or 15 years. We have one lady that she's... We had two ladies that moved in 1990, and both of them lived there for 26 years.
So people who aren't familiar with the St. Francis Manor and Sealand Park development, kind of give us a little background on it. How did it come about?
Well, St. Francis will be 40 years this February, and there used to be the St. Francis Manor Hospital and then the Grinnell Hospital. Grinnell General was then. And they eventually merged, and they built, each of them had health care centers at each of them. And they said that wasn't a good business to be in, and it is a tough business. And so they built a 51-bed facility. So St. Francis is a private nonprofit. We have volunteer board members. They don't get paid to do that service. So, and at one time, the hospital board was over St. Francis, then it broke off from that. And I think the merger of St. Francis, I don't know if it's 50 years that they've got on that. They're celebrating
hospital, I think, is celebrating 50 years.
Of the name change. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're celebrating 60. It's just one of those things.
I've been there 35 years of the 40.
Wow. That's amazing. Yep. So how are things going with the Hammond Center? I mean, obviously, fundraising, is it still ongoing?
Yes, it is. And we did receive the funds from the USDA, approved for that, $3.5 million loan, 40 years fixed, 2 7/8% interest rate. So it's a heck of a deal on that.
Ooh, that's good.
We're working on doing all the paperwork with that and trying to get the bidding process going on that. So we're hopefully going to be asking for bids in the near future. So far, we really thank the employees and people at Sealand Park and the general community. So far, we've raised over $543,000, and then we've also got pledges for almost another $80,000. And if it wasn't for those pledges and those donations, the facility wouldn't be built for 5 years or so. And it's really hard, you know, when, if people need assisted living and we don't have that, it's hard to see that. And that's one of the reasons that we did it. One is because there's not many assisted living units in Grinnell, and also for our campus, you know, we need that.
Yeah, and I know people don't like to acknowledge this, but it is a graying community for the most part. So, I mean, there's going to be an ongoing need as time goes on for this. So I think it's wonderful. So what's the target amount that you're trying to get, or where do you have to get before everything can really kind of fall into place?
Well, we have to see how the bidding comes in. If it, you know, we're hoping we're going to build it for about $4 million. If it's $4 million, this is enough money. If it comes in $4.5 million, then we'll need to raise some more money to start. But we'd like to start sometime this year, around July, hopefully. And it takes about a year to build. So the earliest probably would be July of 18, where it would be ready. And of course, if the pricing comes in higher and it delays it several months more because we've got to get the money to do it, then it'll be delayed a little bit more.
Do you have interest? I mean, do you have like a list of people who are ready to move in if this comes about? Or
we've had people call us, you know, and put their name on the waiting list. Our apartment people, there's some people interested, but the thing is they use our community services, St. Francis, the private home health care, and, you know, they're to live in the apartments and get the home health care and the meals, you know, it's maybe $800, $1,000 a month versus, you know, the home health care or the assisted living in Grinnell, the market, it's about $4,500. So the people in those apartments, as long as they can stay independent, they're not going to move.
Yes. Trying to get people to move especially as you get older.
Yeah.
But
it's going to be nice that people will have the choice between the nursing facility and the assisted living.
It is. Now, another thing that you've got going on, another section was this phase six now of the housing development.
Yep. Yeah. We purchased some land in 2014. Our first couple moved in December of 15, and we've got, right now, we've got four other homeowners that have moved in 16. So we've got five of the units occupied. We have two under construction. And so that, you know, seven of the 13 lots are committed. We have another couple from Grinnell that's going to look at building in the spring. So that would make eight. So we'd have about five lots left. And the thing that people have to understand on the housing is, if somebody goes out and builds a home, they're going to pay $50,000 to $100,000 for a lot before they put a stick in the ground to build. That's what it costs to do a lot. And then also, they're going to pay about $30 to $35 a square foot more for building costs for what we can build it for. And then the other thing, too, is that we maintain the home. Kind of give you an example. In our home we built 1999, so we've been there 17 years. And appliances just don't last like they used to, you know.
No.
And we had to replace all of our appliances in our home. And the cost of those appliances, I would have paid my monthly fee at Sealand Park for 14 to 16 months.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's the one thing about the homes is that, you know, once you move in, there was a couple I was visiting with them today, and we put in new vinyl and all new appliances. It had a three-season room, and it was really cheaper windows the original owner did. So we put good windows in, and they built a sunroom on for a real reasonable price. And so those are the things is that, you know, you don't have to replace your hot water heater. You don't have to paint when you paint the appliances. Your landscaping trees, if they go bad, you know, I had to replace a tree at my house. And, you know, time you take it out and have a tree mover move it in, it's not a couple $100. It's over $1,000. And so people just have to understand is how much does it really cost to maintain a home?
Well, not only that, but with snow removal.
Right.
I mean, you got just everything. Just home fix-em-ups, anything. It's just crazy.
One of the things that we were doing on the new property, we have some people that like to mow, And so for the single family homes down there, because they pay a higher monthly fee because their homes are more expensive, they get to mow their own yard, and they get a credit of $85 a month year round for that. And some people just like to do that and exercise, and but it's also a way to keep their expenses down.
It's worth it for me to somebody else do it.
Yeah, yeah.
I've done it for all these years. It's like, I'm okay with that. You can find somebody else to do this. If people are interested in finding out more about the Phase 6 housing development or finding out more information about the Hammond Center or how they can help out with that, how do they do this?
They just call St. Francis Manor and ask for myself, 236-7592. Or in the housing, Betty Hammond helps me. Betty's a great gal. She lives out there, and we named the Hammond Center in honor of Monty and Betty. But Betty's cell numbers, you can give her a call, 641-990-3440, and she'll be glad to show you existing homes. Currently, we have a large duplex for resale and a couple 1250s. It's a good time to buy because the pricing is back to where it was about 10 years ago.
Wow.
Because of the housing crisis in 08, 09. And so, you know, their housing's been appreciating. So it's a good time to sell your house, to put it on the market, and a good time to move out to our place.
All righty. And you can find out more also online at stfrancismanor.com.
Right.
That's the website. Diane, always good to see you. Appreciate all that you're doing and continued success out there at Zeeland Park St. Francis Manor.
Thanks a lot.
All right. That's going to do it for this edition of Spotlight on Your Business for 1410 KGRN. I'm Tim Dill reporting.